The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Mary Magdalene stayed outside the tomb weeping. And as she wept, she bent over, looking into the tomb, and she saw two angels in white sitting there, one at the head and one at the feet where the body of Jesus had been laid. And they said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping?" And she replied, "They have taken my Lord, and I do not know where they have put him." When she had said this, she turned around and saw Jesus there, but she did not know it was the Lord. But Jesus said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you looking for?" Thinking it was the gardener, she said to him, "Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have put him, and I will take him." But Jesus said to her, "Mary." And she turned and said to him in Hebrew, "Rabboni," which means master. Jesus said to her, "Stop holding on to me, for I have not yet ascended to my Father. But go tell my brothers, I am going to my Father and to your Father, to my God and to your God." And Mary went and announced to his disciples, "I have seen the Lord." And then she reported what he had told her. The Gospel of the Lord. Mary Magdalene is clearly the most faithful of all Jesus' followers. And in the time in which the scriptures were shaped, in the time of Jesus, she was as prominent as Peter. Clearly, she was a very close apostle of Jesus. Now, the relationship has been shaped and formed many times over the years. And given the patriarchy of the church and the manner in which the Gospels were shaped in a Semitic culture, which was very patriarchal, she somehow is framed in a way which is unbecoming and some ways unfair to her. Clearly, she was a very close apostle and co-worker with Jesus. Over the years, over the centuries, with the emerging patriarchy in the church, the place of women was somehow receded. And Mary Magdalene fit into that whole movement. Except, rather interestingly, in Ireland, because the church in Ireland was not influenced by the fall of the empire. The Roman Empire, the church and the Roman Empire were so bonded that when the empire began to fall in the 4th and 5th, 6th century, it affected the church, but not in Ireland. And therefore, the place of women in Ireland, in the culture of Ireland, was still very prominent. And Patrick died around the year 460, but post-Patrick, after his time, Bridget of Kildare was as powerful as any bishop. She probably appointed bishops. She might even have ordained bishops. But except for this isolated little place, separate from Rome, otherwise the shaping of the theology of women in the life of the church was very influenced, not only out of the Semitic culture, but in the Christian culture of the time. And that was very much emphasized by a document that came from the Pope. We know the date and we know the year. It was September 14th in 591. And in that document, Pope Gregory the Great makes a mention that, in fact, Mary Magdalene was a woman of the sinful character that appears in the Gospels. Now, very briefly, and there are many references to this, but in chapter 7, verse 36, in the Gospel of Luke, there's a story there that a woman who was known to be a public sinner comes to Jesus, who is dining in the house of a Pharisee, and anoints his feet. And all those around say, how does he allow this? Because she is known to be a public sinner. But he rebukes them and says, because she has loved much, her sins are forgiven. The next chapter, chapter 8 in Luke's gospel, in verse 2, we have this mention of Mary Magdalene and how she had seven devils driven out of her. Now, what the Pope did, Pope Gregory, he conflated these two stories, and there is no scripture scholar today, none, no renowned scholar that would put these two together to say Mary Magdalene was in fact a sinful woman. But that's exactly what Pope Gregory did, and thereafter she took on this image of the prostitute or the sinful woman. There is nothing in the scriptures that says this was the same person. And in fact, the seven devils in the Semitic culture in which Jesus lived and out of which the Gospels were shaped, the notion of being possessed by a devil had a meaning that we don't have today. It could be somebody was depressed. It could be somebody had a mental problem. It could be some leprosy or any kind of illness was considered a presence of an evil spirit. So when he drives out the seven devils, the seven evil spirits, that does not mean that she was a sinner. That's a renowned scripture scholarship here that comes to that conclusion. So keep in mind that Mary Magdalene represents the strength and the gift and the fidelity of all women in the life of the church. And perhaps we are reclaiming some small portion of that in the present age. But I want to anoint Mary Magdalene because she has taken on an image in the history of the church which is not worthy of her. Clearly, she was a very powerful person in the life of Jesus, had a very personal relationship with Jesus, and was as influential as any of the 12 apostles chosen by Jesus. Just keep this in mind, that there's a way in which history can shape the image of a person, and it will take years later, and maybe generations, to undo the historical thing, even if it was inaccurate. We pause now for a moment of prayer.